Verse 1. So, let's write this down. It's our Jesus. That is just part 7 of series 2. Our Jesus. Part 7. So, the gospel is also a witness to the information already in the heart of the physical man. Are you with me? Gospel is also a what? A witness to that information in the heart of the universal man. A witness. The spirit of man yearns for God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What did I say? Spirit of man does what? For God, for divinity. Like, let me explain this way. It looks like the spirit of man looks like it's, when it's not in that destination, it will look confused. Let me explain. Just like, remember what we call fitting a square peg in a what? Square hole, right? Okay, in a round hole. That will be misfit. That will mean, in that spirit of man, like I once told you, that the spirit of man is designed for what? Designed for who? For God, right? That means the only thing that can make sense in the spirit of man is first God. In fact, it's only God. Now, please don't confuse your spirit with your feelings. I will teach something on Sunday. Please ensure you are there. We talks about what do I even call it? Like maintaining your in Christ sanity. A lot of us, we are already given to a lot of feelings, and we call it spirituality. That you use the way you feel to substantiate your faith. No. So don't substitute this for just feeling, but it is only the Spirit of God or God that can satisfy that curiosity of man's spirit. So now I'm talking about two spirits, right? I'm talking about the spirit of man and I'm talking about the spirit of God. Don't forget, man is spirit, soul, and body. There is no microscope that can detect man's spirit. Yet, everybody knows that is the vital part of man's existence. As the body without the spirit is what? Is dead. That's the point. James 2. Now, Psalm 42 from verse 1. To the chief musician, let's read together. As the heart panted after the brooks of water, so panted my soul after thee, O God. Everybody, verse 2. Want to go? My soul thirsted for God. For the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Now, there's a way you can just see this, thinking that David is just longing to fellowship. It's more than that. This is the heart cry of man in search of God. Are you with me? Please, try and pay attention to what I'm saying today. It will, yeah, like, some of you are still having a doubtful mind if God has called you to ministry or not. Today we clear it for you. See verse 3. My tears have been my meat day and night. Why they continually say unto me, where is thy God? Verse 4, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept. Well, hold on. Let me first tell you this. It is in the, especially in the Old Testament, it is difficult for them to separate the yearnings of the spirit from the yearnings of the soul. Like at times they mix the two together because the Hebrew language is actually very weak in communicating several truths. But let's see the reality of what this man is saying here. Look at verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why hast thou disquieted in me? Disquieted. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. I see that it's not enough. See verse 6. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Ammonites from the hill Mizar. Verse 7, everybody wants to go. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water spout. All thy waves and all thy billows are gone over me. Verse 8, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto God of my life. Verse 9, I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Okay. Why go I money? Because of the oppression of the enemy. Verse 10. Want to go, guys? As a sword in my bones, my enemy reproach me. Why they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Now, 11. Want to go? Why art thou cast down, my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance, ah my God. This is the second time we'll be using a word, disquieted. So let's look at it. That's a Hebrew word that is called, it looks like Anna, H-A-M-A-H, Aman. H-A-M-A-H, that's the Hebrew word. It means, why are you making noise? Disquieted. Why are you enraged? Have you seen somebody that is just enraged before? Like, he doesn't even know what he's looking for. See, why are you in a rage? Why are you making a noise? Why are you confused? Why are you in an uproar? So, this describes the state of the spirit of man without God. See, the mind reflects the spirit. When your soul is not at rest, we will see it in your mind. I mean, when your spirit is not at rest, we will see it in your mind. I'm coming. Just pay attention. You get what I'm saying? So I wrote in my notes. I said, it's not that the spirit of man is evil, no. But the spirit of man yearns for God. So as the spirit of man is looking for his own rest, looking for God, the mind will express that in all manner. The mind will give expression to that longing of the spirit with all manner. With all manner. It will be funny if you actually ask those who smoke weed what they are actually looking for. Amen. Let the mind demonstrate the content of the spirit. Sorry, let me just use a kind of example. Who has watched this Moana movie before? Who has watched Moana? Come on, don't play. What happened when that woman lost her heart, or if it's a woman or goddess, whatever you call her? What happened when she lost her heart? Therefore. Is a rhema you want to bring out from there? Amen. Praise God. So this psalm is talking actually about reconciliation, about that cry for salvation. Now, no believer needs to pray that prayer today. No. You are already united with God. Amen. Say I'm united. Say I'm one with God. So now, this is what I'm trying to say since. Man several times use all manner of things to replace that curiosity of the spirit. Like, you know that your spirit is looking for something. Don't forget, the information that brings salvation, it happens where? In the mind, right? You remember? Huh? The information that happens, that brings salvation, it happens in the mind, but the result is in the spirit. So, the mind tries to use all manner to replace this. Romans chapter 1. So the spirit of man is crying for God, but at times man will try several things to satisfy that curiosity, yet it will not satisfy. See Romans chapter 1. Romans 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. Please look at this one. Look at your Bible, everybody. And unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Verse 19. That means because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. Say in them. Say in them. For God has showed it where unto them. 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without what? Excuse. 21. Because that when they knew God, what happened? They glorify him not as God, neither were thankful, but became what? Vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. 22. Professing themselves to be what? To be wise. Please circle that in your mind. Professing themselves to be wise. We are going to the house of Solomon very soon. You are professing. Don't forget, there is something that they ought to do. That is, when they knew God, they ought to glorify him as God. But when they knew God, they refused to glorify him as God. But now professing themselves to be wise. Now trying to use carnal wisdom to replace salvation. Now, what happened? They became fools. 23, what happened? Look at the Bible. Look at your Bible. Come on, 23, want to go? They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to what? Corruptible men and to birds and four-footed beasts and creepy things. So, see that thing? They changed, right? That means there is a pursuit they ought to have in God. But now, what are they pursuing? They are pursuing all that things. They replace. I've been saying this a lot in this church. 24. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who changed the truth of God into a lie? That's 25. And worship and serve the what? The creature more than the creator. So they ought to serve the creator, but because they did not proceed in God, they started serving creation. Are you getting this? That means they are still serving something. I've told you that there is nobody that is not serving anything. At times it's yourself. So, what happened is, that's at cry of God. They try to use things to substitute it, to satisfy it, and it doesn't satisfy. Look at, where are we? We are what? 26 now. Okay, for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also men, living the natural use of the women, born in their lust, one towards another, men with men, walking that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. So according to Paul, what is the origin of homosexuality? Let's say it in different words. Is it, give me a word, yes? Not retaining God in your knowledge. Somebody from here, yes? Sir, give me one. Trying to satisfy was that curiosity of the spirit. That means your spirit ought to be at rest. You didn't proceed on that path. You started using things. You started, because don't forget what he's saying. See verse 27. Likewise also the men, living, right? See that word, look at the Bible, come on. Living. Can you see that word? That means, think about it. What are they first doing? That means their desire first is to the women, right? But now, because it will not satisfy, what happened? They left that and went further. Even in this age, they have even left human being. They have entered dogs, Abby. Now we have all those dogs, right? Dogs. Sorry, forget. Leave down. So, but what is the origin? You don't want to retain God in your knowledge. See, a man that will not serve God, you will serve things worse than God. Sorry, let me use you. Sorry, I say worse than God. Like God is worse. I'm saying you will serve things. Ah. Okay. You serve things. Simple. That means this man in verse 27, he was using sexual pleasure to substitute who? God. So what now happened in the process? The sexual pleasure will not be enough. He will now go from one to one to one to one. That is what he was discussing from 28. And even, let's read together, 1 to go 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable or merciful. Stop there. Please, don't be quick to just say, okay, these are sins. What he's saying there, they are more than sin. Are you getting me? I know there are sins, though, but it's more than sin. What are they? They are what we call in this church, tools of what? Rebellion. That means things you use to substitute the pursuit of God. Because I have not called backbiting the fruit of the Spirit. I'm just saying, in this place, it's discussed as things man used to replace. And don't forget, it will not satisfy. So those are things that the natural man uses to give the spirit a false satisfaction. What the natural man uses to give the spirit a what? A false satisfaction. Fitting a round, a square hole in a round peg, something like that. That will be mismatch. False satisfaction. So, and since it doesn't work, what will happen? They will rather intensify. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Amen, amen. The good things of life are God made. But the good things of life are never to become substitute for God. Don't forget, we are still discussing about Jesus. Why does it seem like a lot of people seem not to find this reality of salvation? Why are people not convinced of this need for service? It's because of that alasso change. Policy error. Please, if you will pick anything from me in the assembly, pick priority. Pick priority. Don't teach anything without teaching it as priority. What we teach in church is not an addition to your day. We are teaching you the purpose of man. Hey, oh God. Before we enter this book, Think about why a man, Tola, welcome. Why a man will steal 500 billion naira and you hide it in a tank? And you bury the tank and it's soak away. Amen. I have seen a man that was governor for 8 years. After 8 years as governor, they are already 70. Where are they going next? House of Senate, right? After Senate, you want to do 2 terms in Senate. Then after that, you'll still be looking for another appointment. Amen. Just tell me what is enough of man. What is enough of man? Amen. See the book of the Preacher, chapter 1, verse 1. Don't forget, all scripture are what? Are given. Profitable for reproof, doctrine, correction, instruction in righteousness. Now, do you know one thing? I almost wrote something on Facebook today. I think I didn't write it. I said the reason, for instance, that some people still say, Abba, you cannot say that the law of Moses is bad. You can still do it small. You know the reason? Is what they didn't meditate on Deuteronomy 28. They didn't read it. You get what I'm saying, sirs? That means if you truly read everything, you know that, God, you will simply shout, God, please deliver me from this. Because the repercussion of your disobedience is even more than your disobedience. Are you with me? They said if you disobey once, they wrote how many things? Like 30. Terrible things. Terrible stuff. So therefore, when you pick a book like this, it's not saying, that's why I love to tell you that all scripture are not doctrine, but all scripture are profitable. That's the Bible. That means you must look at it. You must labor on it. Then you will be able to bring out what? Profit. So you don't read this book now and you just quote it verbatim for a new creation. See what the man is discussing. There is a reason why this book is included in the canon of the scripture. You think God is daft or the apostles were daft for them to retain Song of Solomon there? Some people, they read it with the mindset of what? Let's leave that. Chapter 1, verse 1. Come on. Okay, let's do it the way we do it. People at the left-hand side of God, we take verse 1. Right-hand side of God, verse 2. We'll use left-hand side. Go. One, verse 1, want to go? Yes? The words of the preacher, the son of King. Verse 2. Vanity. Hey. One generation, yes, let's read. One generation passed away, and another generation comes. But the earth abide forever. Verse 5, come on. Verse 6. Seven, come on, yes, let's read. Verse 8, come on. All things are full of labor. A man cannot alter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor in ear. Come on. Verse 8 again, come on. All things are full of labor. Man cannot alter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Pay attention to that, okay? The eyes is not satisfied. Come on, verse 9, guys. Yes. Verse 10. Yeah. 11. Come on. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of the things that are come, those things that shall come after. Now, 20, verse 12. Stop paying attention. Yes? 13. And I gave my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This sort travail had God given to the Son of Man to be exercised. Is it God that gave you such travail? Come on, verse 14. Yes, sir. Behold, all vanity. Don't know vexing your spirit. Vexing. Thank you. Verse 15. I commune with my own heart, saying, lo, I am come to a great estate, and I've gotten more wisdom than all that have been before me in Jerusalem. Yea, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. 17, yes? Madness and folly. I perceive that this also is what? Vexation of spirit. 18, for wisdom is... And he that increaseth knowledge, increaseth. That's serious. That is serious. Please, can you see academics in what is discussing? Can you? What we study in schools, can you see it from that? Can you? You can't? General pursuit, right? So, that means... When my academics becomes my reason for living, hey, I'm coming. I have some stuff I will share with you. I will explain though, okay? No, don't rush. So, giving your mind to wisdom will not satisfy. That means, if what I am looking for in these things is that satisfaction, it will not be enough.
Don't forget, scriptures are written as touching salvation. So this book will teach you something about salvation. Something about God, man, and redemption. Please, don't forget, it's not written to just tell you a story of a man. He's showing you things that he has used to replace God. And it's not working. See verse, okay, go to chapter 2, verse 1. I said in my heart, go to now, I will prove thee with meat. M-I-R-T-H. I will explain that one later. Therefore, enjoy pleasure. And behold, this also is what? This also is what? Vanity. You know, the reason why some people think pleasure is not vanity is because you don't have enough. You need to have enough. You need to have, like, if you are receiving something like you have a salary like you have business at like something like 50 million, it's just entering every day. Amen. No, if you are working and you are taking 10k, your salary is 10k, you think that there is what? There is an height. Are you with me? There's an height. That means why I'm like this, because I don't have enough. Let me work more. 100k. There's an height. By the time, if you can get to like 100M, not every month, or every day. It's just entering. Just entering. No, I want to post something to you on Facebook. I want to say, these people self, that these, no, when you buy petrol in PlayStation, those POS, who usually gets their lot? No, those people, they are really rich guys, right? No, every time, just pam, 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 just getting credit, 10K, 9K, 20, 15. No, I love my phone to be like that. Amen. Praise God. So it is because money is not enough. That's how you think that there is a satisfaction I can get in the pursuit. We all won't forget that one thing the scripture taught is contentment. Contentment is not don't look for more. It's don't kill yourself for more. Amen. It's not saying contentment is not that don't look for more, but don't look for more at all cost. Okay, good. Chapter 2, verse 1. So, verse 2 now. I said of laughter, it is mad, and of meat, worse dweth it. Now, if you have been to all your night of 1,000 laughs, amen. Come on, let me see your hand. Come on. You have attended your peace, of course. I know you are the set sound for themselves. Night of 1,000 laughs. Have you observed that the people that sings more about love, they are the ones with the broken marriages? Have you observed? In fact, the one that actually pay me, that actually pay my wife most is the people that does more like the comedy that makes us laugh on TV. They are the ones that commit suicide. What's the name of that man that popular film? Okay, I'm going to watch Jumanji. The old one, not the new one. There's the old one, there's a new one. There's a guy there, the best man, is the best man all the day, or what is it? But the man that did the preacher in the, I've forgotten. Like, it was such a word. Why do you forget? Thank God, I'm born again. I can't remember this title. I want to just add, this man is a word, like, he will make you laugh. Even his face is laughter. When he just said he committed suicide, he died. Abba. And you are still looking for satisfaction in those things. After you have attended basket mount, you laughed for how many minutes? You know, if you attend basket mount, you kept laughing for 3 hours. I hope you know something is wrong again. Something has gone wrong. So the thing will last for maybe, you laugh. Even if it's more than 10 minutes, they will look at you. They will not be laughing at you. Hope you have not gotten me wrong. I've not said those things are bad. But they cannot be what you are trying to derive satisfaction from. Chapter 2, verse 3. I sought in my heart to give myself unto wine. Hallelujah.
God bless all you. Amen.
Unto wine, yet acquainting my heart with wisdom, to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was that good for the sons of men. Can you see? Please see that. Look at it from beginning again. I sought in my heart to give myself unto what? Wine, yet acquainting my heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was that good for the sons of men. You get that? That means I am doing this thing so that I can arrive at something.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. Have you seen that a lot of people are actually asking, what is the purpose for living? I am not talking about people who doesn't have money. Oh, rich people, wealthy people, businessmen, philosophers, psychologists, doctors, professors. They will see, ask, what is the purpose for living? Why are we here? Amen. Most times, the poor, we think that when they are at that end, the rich or the wealthy, wise and the rest, that if I'm there, I'll be fine. When you are there, something will be nagging again. Remember this story? It was actually Chris Zeman that shared it. Chris Zeman. Good name, Chris Zeman. Thank you. He said that rich young ruler, he came to Jesus. Don't forget. Like, he said, what should I do to have eternal life? He said, go and keep all the laws now. Yeah, I've been keeping all this in for my youth. What lack I? That means, even this man, he has been after self-righteousness, after doing things normal way, but yet, there is a nagging fear. Something is missing. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, that's why I told you that when God was creating man, the best way I can describe Adam was a creation in process. The end point of Adam is eat of the tree of life. Then you will get to the destination of God. That is why he said, there remaineth yet a rest for the people of God. Adam was not yet in rest. He is in process. I'm not saying God created half human being. I am saying human being is not the man of God until he exercises his right to be the man of God. That means when God said in Genesis chapter 1, I want to make man in my own image. Later we saw in Colossians 1 that Christ is the image of the invisible God, right? Therefore, for Adam to be complete, he needs to be in Christ. And one peculiarity for all the ages, especially the ages before the flood, is that you will see that they are giving themselves to something. E.g., the Tower of Babel. That one was in after the flood. Are you with me? E.g., in the days of Noah, what is happening? I think it's also what? Immorality, right? What was the issue with those things? Used to replace that search for God. Let's flow. We have a long way to go. Of course, we are not reading everything. Chapter 2, verse 3 now. Let's read verse 5. Okay, verse 4. I made me great works. I builded me houses. I planted me vineyards. Oh God. See, you need to get to some countries. Just try and borrow money. Travel out. Amen. Amen. Or pass Libya. Have you tried to pass Libya before? Where's RT? It's not around. Don't worry. Just 7 days. You'll be in Spain. I know that road. Pass Libya. Get to Morocco. From Morocco, just take a small boat across. I have a brother then. Not my blood brother. God will be my brother. He said, when they got to Chara Desert, in the middle, say he got to a place that he united like this into his hand, he drank it back. So that's when he turned back. Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh crossing something like Port Harcourt to Maiduguri on sand. Sand.
I'm sorry, I spoil your mind, Abby.
I must blow at all cost. Is it soil? Say, thank you. Later, when he got back, he learned that a lot of people that even survived the desert, they died in that Mediterranean Sea. Trying to cross. We use wood, canoe to cross sea. Canoe. Not flying boat, canoe. All in the name of what? Yeah, don't worry, Spain. From Spain, you just enter this month. Yeah. Very soon, you get a Shanghai visa. What do they call it? Shanghai, thank you. I mean, it seems like you have tried it before. Chapter 2, verse 5. I made me gardens and orchards. I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. I made me pools of water to water therewith the woods that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maidens and had servants born in my own house. Also, I had great possession of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold and the peculiar treasure of kings of all the provinces. I got me singers and women singers. I have Beyonce. I have mentioned their name. And the delights of the sons of men as musical instruments, and that of all sorts. All sorts. So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also, my wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever my eyes desired, any woman, anything, whatsoever. That's a great word, though. Amen. I ask you now that time, what did I just mention? Private jet. He's saying that Solomon is saying, as the word is yet in my mouth, what is happening? The jet is arriving. Are you getting it? Whatsoever my eye desire, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy. For my heart rejoice in all my... See, everybody is trying to look for God in things. Solomon is ready to judge you. Because he has written this years before we are born. To show you that this is the end of all these pursuits. Let's look at it. For my heart rejoice in all my labor, and this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hand has wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was what? Vanity and vexation of spirit. What I tried to use to displace, to satisfy the spirit, ended up what? Vexing that spirit. And there was no profit under the sun. Hope you know, for instance, Paul told us, Christian, that you must walk. Abi? He told the guy that is stealing that said, don't steal again. Walk with your hand. The guy in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, chapter 4. Yes, that does not work. That you try to take spoons to everybody's hostel. No, guys do that in school. You just pocket your spoon. Go from Alpha now. Alpha now. That is happening. Apple now. Thank you. Apple now. Yeah, you have spoon. Imagine. Spoon in your pocket. Paul told them, go and walk, walk. But this guy is saying that walk is vexation. That means it's not just that walk. Amen. You know, as Christians, our own labor is not vexation. Praise God. You will see it very soon. I'm not saying when you go to work, you have to tell your boss, boss, you'll be hungry. And I will not answer you. So let us get the point. Verse 12. And I turned myself to behold wisdom and madness and folly. For what can the mind do that cometh after the king, even that which hath already been done? Verse 13. Let's read together. I want to go. Then I saw that wisdom was excelled fully. As far as light excelled darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceive also that one event happened to them all. You see that? He's saying, although, yes, I can say that wisdom is better than to be a fool. But at the end of the day, the same event happened to both the wise and the fool. Then said I in my heart, as it happened to the fool, so it happened even to me. And why was then more wise? Amen. Then I said in my heart, this also is what? Vanity. That's the point. 16. For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool forever. Seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be what? Forgotten. And now dies this wise man as the fool. 17. Therefore, what happened? What happened? I hated life. Why do you think people try to commit suicide? Is it that who was that guy that was saying on Facebook that he wants to go and die very soon? Sorry, Daddy. And someone there mentioned my name there. Say I should talk to him. I said, Facebook is very wonderful, eh? So no. You know what made me laugh in that post? Somebody is writing that I'm tired of life. I want to go and die. I'll die soon. And people are highly confirming that the guy is actually depressed and that he can take any very soon. You know what? Some people still like the post. I don't understand the purpose of me. Some people they still like it. I was thinking that all I just saw there is sad or cry or something. Amen. I don't understand though. Amen. As I have to tell you that Facebook is not a place to you use the number of your number of likes to know that you are making sense. I had rubbish, as you said. Amen. Somebody else does not nothing, no meaning. Go and see the number of views. Amen. You mean I watch it? Oh, God. Praise God. He said, therefore, I hated life because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous. He didn't hate life because he's poor. It's grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. So, some people, before, in the book of Proverbs, what did he say wisdom? Say wisdom is the what? Principal thing. And our prospective preachers, what will they do? They will quote that. Don't you know that it is intentional that the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes is put together? I can tell you that he likely wrote Proverbs when he was early in life. When he has now finished enjoying everything, what now happened? He now wrote this one. So that wisdom he called principal thing at the end of his life, there was vanity, vexation of spirit. Verse 18. Yea, I hated all my labor which I have taken under the sun, because I should leave it unto the man that shall be after me, who knoweth whether he shall be wise man or a fool. Yet shall he have ruled over all my labor wherein I have labored. Actually, no, his son actually squandered his labor. Actually, it actually happened. Where is the wealth of Abel today? And wherein I have shewed all myself wise under the sun. This also is vanity. Verse 20. Therefore, I went about to cause my heart to despair of all the labor which I took under the sun. Verse 21. For there is a man whose labor is in wisdom and knowledge and in equity. Yet to a man that hath not labored therein, shall he leave it for his portion. This also is what? Vanity and a great evil. Read 22 for me. Want to go? Yes, guys. Twenty-four. There is nothing better for a man than to what? He should just eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of God. 25, for who can eat, or who else can hasten hereunto more than I? Hold on. What he was saying in 24 is that, okay, let me just live without having any purpose. Just wake up, eat, drink, sleep. See, 26. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner he giveth travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This also is what? Vanity. So don't get this wrong. These things are used to replace God, those pursuits. Guess what? Hope you know, he also called marriage vanity. How many did he have? Amen. You know, remember when we discussed Melchizedek? Thank you. My wife told me that it was actually in our Jesus series one. I would discuss Melchizedek. That is series one, part four. No, I said then that the life of Melchizedek was used to what? Picture the priesthood of Jesus. That means when we read his life, especially in Genesis 14, we saw the type of priesthood that Jesus will come after. Okay. So that means the things written in the Old Testament, they are for our examples. They are for our learning. Amen? That is why the life of Solomon was intentionally left there. Hope you know, Hebrews 11 did not even repeat his life. Are you with me? He was not called a man of faith. I'm not saying he's not a man of faith. But Hebrews 11 did not write it. So, I have seen people that pull back from service. Why? I'm married. A man one day told you that I try to look for satisfaction in one. It's not enough. Two. I tried ten. Not enough. Tried 100. No, I tried 400. I went to 700. And I'll pick it. That's okay. Maybe it's because these ones are in my house. Let me hold on. Let me be having some away match. I'll be what the guys call it. One. That is not side. That is not a chic. That is more than a chic. 700 at home. 700. 700. Hope you know servants cannot touch them. 700. Please see how. 700. How many days do you have in a year? 700. See, your neighbor now outside somewhere. So you will see that this man is actually up to something. He's beyond that thing. He was looking for that rest of man. So he called marriage vexation. But hope you know that your own marriage can be a blessing. Amen. Like mine is a blessing. Now, for instance, you know, I've told you before that you don't need to marry someone that is born again. That's sorry, I didn't say that. I mean, how do I put this? No, I know the way I say it is that marriage is not a spiritual thing. Now I say that clearly. That marriage is not a spiritual act. If you're almost happy that I've said that marriage is not a spiritual thing, that is a physical thing. That's why it's not only people who are in Christ that get married. Are you with me? Marriage is for man. But before you hear me wrong and you now say, I said it. And that allergy has been toasting me since all this. Before you go to that length, look at the person that is telling you that marriage is a carnal thing. Look at me. That would be the question. Why didn't I go and look for the daughter of Beyonce to marry? Sorry, my daughter. Younger sister. Before they sue me for being a failure. Amen. Why didn't I go and look for one celebrity too? Amen. They are begging to come to church. Please now. If I ask you, some of you, if I ask you the question, hope you know what it takes for your husband to say every day we are going to church and you not say no. Let me not go to that, Jen. Some of you now, some of you, somewhere in your mind, you're saying,
I can't marry a pastor.
Or if it's a pastor of House of the Rock, glory. If it's a pastor, but a pastor in a divine assembly. Sorry for your life. Amen. Somewhere in your mind, you say, Amen. Maybe to thank God I've not received the call before I got married, Sailor. Amen. So, that means if you try to look for purpose in marriage, if you try to look for purpose for living in marriage, everything, your whole expenses, your whole thinking, your whole is, just as we have come today, we are discussing something that's talking, telling me about a lady. Let's leave his name. Every day, early in the morning, all she thinks of is, who will marry me? Come and marry me. Who will marry me? Every post is so that people can see your shape and somebody can. What now? Don't worry. So if you are looking for purpose in that, you will now get married. You will now be pregnant. You will now have like 4 kids. Two will be stubborn. One will not send you. Now see life. Then you will now change. Okay. Now later you now say, okay. Let me train my children. Before it was, I just want to find love. I want to be loved. Later, you now say, love, hold on. Let me focus on the kids. Then one day one day all your children, you're just going to university. Pwah! You will see them again. And then the man is already playing pool up and down, you understand? You're playing draft. Amen. Praise God. Say nothing can replace God in man. You just vex yourself for no reason. Nothing has ever discouraged me for more than 3 minutes in this life. Since I understood my priority. Like, I didn't need that. I didn't know that in that. Like, 3 minutes. You cannot make me very bitter, like, very sad that I have missed something. More than 3 minutes, I will recover. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I'm in Christ. I paid. Then when I first, I'm coming to stop that ministry, everything. I paid over $3 million to get a bus before. For church. Tomorrow, I didn't know where the bus is. Now, maybe he has hung in Morocco or it's in Shara or where they are bringing it from. I didn't know. Nothing. Understand priority for living. It will set you okay. When there is some people, there is no DSTV subscription. Not also. Amen. No DSTV subscription. What will happen? Start breathing. Amen. Say, I know my priority. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We can enjoy life from that position of rest, not before. Or we should enjoy life from that position of rest, not before. Not to use life enjoyment to substitute God. Go to chapter 5, verse 10. Don't use it. Chapter 5, verse 10. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver. Can you see that? Guys, can you see that? Come on. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance will increase. Sorry, this is also vanity. Verse 12, the sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. If you know that is true. You know, Jude is respecting. Come on, plantain. Plantain. From himself, plantain. He's been called, Where are you? Where are you? In his dream. Where are you? Plantain. What if he's now expecting a container of good stuff from my papa? Amen. Verse 15. As he cometh forth of his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor, which he may carry away in his hand. Chapter 6 verse 7. Go to chapter 6 verse 7. 6, 7. All the labor of man is for his mouth, and yet the appetite is not what? Is not filled. That is true today. That's true, right? That's clear. Verse 8. For what are the wise? Look at your Bible. Don't get tired. Come on. For what are the wise more than the fool? What are the poor that knoweth to walk among the living? Go to verse 11. See, there be many things that increase vanity. What is man the better? 12. For who knoweth what is good for man in this life? All the days of his vain life, which is spended as a shadow, for who can tell a man what shall be after him under the sun? Hallelujah. He now took it from this life to eternity. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is why one key part of Christianity is that rest. Just be at rest. Nothing is too important. Rest first. Rest, man, rest. Don't be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. When people heaven, when they are heaven, that's why they will not even rest. Verse 25, chapter 7, verse 25. Let me read verse 25. You read verse 29. Chapter 7. I read 25, you read 29. I apply my heart to know and to search and to seek out wisdom and the reason of all things, and to know the wickedness of folly, even of foolishness and madness. 29, want to go? Oh, they have sought out what? Many inventions. What do you call it? Sleep. Schemes, thank you. Yet God made man upright. But when you don't focus on that God, see 14, chapter 8, verse 14, chapter 8, verse 14. There is vanity which is done upon the earth, and there be just men unto whom it happeneth according to the work of the wicked. Again, there are wicked men to whom it happeneth according to the work of the righteous. I said that this is all vanity. Then I commended meat. M-I-R-T-H. It means, that word means pleasure. That means just be, just celebrating, just jiving, festival. That M-I-R-T-H in the Greek, that means, what means just pleasure. So, say, because a man hath no better thing under the sun than to what? To eat, to drink, and to be merry, for that shall abide with him of his labor the days of his life, which God giveth him under the sun. Verse 16. When I apply my heart to know wisdom and to see the business that is done under the earth, for also there is that neither day nor night yet sleep with his eyes. 17. Please read for me. Yes, sir. Man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun, because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yet further, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall not he not be able to find it. Say an outcry. Say an outcry. Chapter 9, verse 1. For all this I consider in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is done before them. Now, let's read verse 2 together. Want to go, guys? All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean, to the unclean, to him that sacrifice and to him that sacrifice not. As good, so is the sinner. He that sweareth as he that feareth an oath. So, Pastor now say, there's an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the Son of Man is full of evil, and madness is in their heart, while they live, and after that they go to the dead. For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a what? Before you think that the guy is right, no, he's not right. Let me remind you of something. Jacob, when he was dying, did he call his life vanity? No. What did he even say? He said, guys, when you are leaving this place, carry my bones. Oh, did you get that? Now, this man is seeing mortality as the end. But if you read Hebrews 11, which I don't know if you get there today, which we see in the next part of this series, please don't miss, if you don't get there today, please don't miss tomorrow. Read Hebrews 11, you now see how even people in the Old Testament, they saw a sitting God. That even after their existence, what did Paul tell us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4? Check it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Let's read from verse 14. Please don't look at your Bible. Look at your Bible. Open. Chapter 4. Okay, verse 13. Please read as loud and clear. One to go. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Wow. So, Solomon was sorrowing like a man that has no hope. But what is he saying to the believer? Don't even see death as what? The end. Hallelujah. Praise God. That means even in death, that is why Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3 that all things are yours, even life or death. That means even in death, there is hope for the believer. Praise God. Praise God. Say there is no vanity here. Say I am in the rest of God. So what? Why you will see your family vanity, you see your daughter vanity, you see your car vanity, is because you are looking for satisfaction in them. That's the point.
Come on, let's be fast so that we can wrap this up. Go back to exercises.
Okay, chapter 9, verse 8. Let thy garments be always white, and let their head lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife from whom thou lovest all the days of thy life, of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity, for that is thy portion in this life, and in thy labor, which thou takest under the sun. It's like I just give up. That's what he's saying. Are you with me? I remember the story of a man that he set his heart to achieve some big things, very big stuff, big. And he achieved everything. When he was done, he said, what else? Maybe after you have taken gotten 10 PhD, this one, doctorate, this one, he just entered his house, drank, and he died. Amen. Praise God. And some of you want to kill yourself because of one. Verse 10. Whatsoever thy hand find to do, do it with thy might. How many of you have quoted this before to encourage people to do it with your mind? Why is he saying that? He's saying this from the standpoint of hopelessness. Why? For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where you go at. So, it's like saying this life is your own. No? Just walk and disappear into the Milky Way. Amen. So he was saying that because he could not understand the purpose of man, please just walk, just sex with your wife, drink wine, just be fine, merry, just yahoozy, don't think about anything. Free thinker. But don't forget, the man is actually prophesying from the negative end. Are you with me? So he will see and that again. See verse 11. And I return. I saw under the sun that the race is not to the. I didn't know. This word is heavy. It's heavy. It's heavy. Oh God, there is a no at work. There is something. There is one while that happened one day. Hey, somebody shared. That is why you have to be careful of information. Somebody shared. Let me describe it. There's a man that bought $50 million yacht. You know what you call it, a yacht? A ship, right? It's a private ship, but it's not just, it's bigger than this room, big than $150 million. The guy has not gone on a cruise any day. Just bought it there and he's still busy doing business up and down. So the guy now died. Some weeks after his death, his wife carried the yacht, had already carried her new husband with the yacht, and was cruising up and down. People now snapped it. And you know what? Some of my colleagues, they're not hearing me, immediately they saw it. Say, I don't want to just say, guy, let's go and drink. What is all this? one said, this today, I'm emptying all my accounts, nothing. So, are you getting, okay, let me come to your level. Maybe you have a nice car that you don't drive. Just park it there. Are you with me? 2019, Lexus, Lexi stuff. I just told them, I said, you will kill yourself. I said, before you die, you just kill yourself. Amen. Praise God. That's really funny. The girl saw the picture. If I say, I remember, I will see it. That's what the girl, 2 weeks after her death, $50 million stuff. A guy carried one nice guy. I mean, the girl carried one nice guy, just cruising with it. Yeah. So this is my end of it. No worries. No point. No saving. I've seen some people that say they don't save. That's no saving. That's the day they die, that they will get to the bank. That how much this man have in the account is zero. Say my life is not vanity. Say I'm not carnal in my thinking. You don't keep such companies around you. Amen. They will just make you try to waste this life thinking that there's nothing for you. There's something for you. That's what I'm saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's something for you. That's why everything we have, we use it to the glory of God. Praise God. Amen, amen. Say my life is not vanity. Say my academics is not vanity. Why? Because you are in rest already. That's what I'm saying. Your mind is not vanity. You are in rest. You are in the rest of God. You didn't enter marriage because you want to find satisfaction in marriage. Are you getting me? You didn't go to school because you are looking for salvation in academics. Some people, they read because that is their salvation. I mean, that is their salvation. It's good to read. I read too. What are you looking for after 3 PhD? You don't have one in the Bible. It's not fun, though. You don't have one in the Bible. You don't have one for God. The one that gave you the life. You have not spent a year to know him. Praise God. God is patient, eh? He's patient. As I love to say, that's thank God for it. Thank God that gradually we are all. No, when I just came on Monday and the church was filled, I was impressed. Because I've been drilling that to my people in this place. The one that gave us 24 hours of the day, 24. Just like Rafael is also today, when we're outside, you can see people now. See how they are rushing, running up and down. You woke up 6 o'clock and your brain did not tell you to, you at least by 4, rest. 5, rest. But no, you must walk till 10. What is it? Amen, amen. Now, times just restings of God. Just to carry your load, shut down your work, just go and rest. No, it's of God. Are you with me, guys? But that thing that's more. Amen, amen. Praise God. Where am I? Chapter 9, right? We're almost done. Let's finish this. verse, yes, 11. Let's read to 11 to go. And I returned. I saw that the race is not to the swift. This is disaster. Hey, my God. That is why this first. This is reality. Oh, it happened to all men. Oh, even Christians. At times, you might have read more than somebody else that is just not doing anything. We get, okay, many of you have gone for maybe custom interview, custom, which is it, oral safety, road safety recruitment. Tell you to run around Abuja after. This, what do you do now? Oh, which one? You run after you have run, somebody that did not do anything. Somebody that did not do anything. Just give me the slot. You ran. The name is, they have printed the name where you are running. Amen. Praise God. Some people, I've seen people that had distinction. They are working GT Bank. Okay, it's fine, yeah. You know what it takes to require decision in the engineering? Draw, carry back cardboard. Draw. Yet you are in GT Bank. Sorry, Bratoli is not an engineer. That's what I'm talking about. Are you with me? So why is that you? Why is no the way? Any civil engineer, civil. Come on, thank God. Structural mechanics. You will design skyscraper, design bridge, design. End of the day. I'm working public civil service. Or worst case, you'll not be doing Uber. Why not start the Uber from 100 level? By now, you will be the overseer. So why are you doing, okay, all of you, who did calculus in school? Who is using calculus today in your place of work? A vanity. The calculation, Fourier series, this, what are we looking for? Binomial. Why you say jump? Say you must not carry calculus. You say calculator can do this. No, don't carry it. Use your brain. Hallelujah. And at the end of the day, you are working for a man that is rich by inheritance. Amen. There are some people that they just beg them to come to school so that they can pass them. No point. Or I saw there's a video of this North Korea president was playing a golf. Okay, see, have you seen that video? He was playing golf. He missed the golf. Pooah! But somebody quickly throw a ball on his behalf. And say, yeah, he didn't see what is on the ground. Say, yeah! Because whether the boy is throwing or to out, he's always a winner. Are you getting the point? Say money. How many times have you been late for a flight and they wait for you? Some people. Everybody, you wait. Where are you? You wait. Praise God. Hallelujah. So actually, that unevenness is the ripple effect of the sin of Adam. It's a ripple effect. It's not a direct effect. It's a ripple effect. Things just became unbalanced over time. Time and chance. At times it will be good by chance. At times it will be bad. Just bad. I've seen people in school. They will read. But the brain just looks like. Read all. At the end of the day, 45, 42. And we have guys. 3 days to exam, they just borrow and hand out. I know. That bush. 3 days. Say the rest. It's not to the swift. That means if you are finding satisfaction in the race, the day does not favor you. What happens? Come discouraged. Nor the battle to the strong. Neither bread to the wise. Nor yet riches to men of understanding. At least that is clear in Nigeria. How many professors do we have? Who is our president? I'm sorry. How many professors, lawyers, what are they doing? Who is your president? Imagine fighting over O-level. Fighting over O-level. O-level. At least if you want to fight, let's fight over if you have doctorate, right? We are fighting if he has O-level. And you are reading in school. I say we are the future of tomorrow. We are the leaders of tomorrow. You're already 39, you are the leader of tomorrow. Leader of tomorrow. Akpembe. For man also knoweth not his time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sorry, I have not finished. Nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill. If you say you are the one that work most, go to Wharf. Wharf. You see men, their back has become spring. Spring. Three bags. Rice. 50 kg. Three. If they eat you anyway, if you stay on there, they don't stop. Or if they eat you. Yeah, at the end of the day, 2-5. What? See a man. Some of you. Son. Hey, son. Chai. The son is discussing. A brick killer is there. He's walking. You, son.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Say life. It's not fair. I've seen some very pretty girls. Very pretty. When they have done, at the end of the day, they will just, when they are so that they're about to miss the rapture. See the man they married. Man will be half of a Jude plus the other half of. You know you're fine. You know. Glory to God. Don't mind me.
Yet we see some people that they are not, God is helping them.
Might Ramsey Noir. Say time and chance are opponent to them. See, some people are not just, at times we are not just lucky. No, that's all. Some people are just lucky. That's the point. Maybe. You have married maybe a nice girl, but unfortunately you are AS, she's AS. Is it your fault? Amen. And you don't believe in the power of God that much. So too bad. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's wrap up. So 13. This wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seems great unto me. There's a little city and few men within it, and there's a great king. There came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised. And his words are not heard. Hallelujah. Let's just read one more and we'll be done. Chapter 11, verse 6. Before you start using this to preach to saints, 11, verse 6. Let us read that and I'll be done. 11, verse 6. Want to go, guys? Yes. In the morning, what happened? Sow thy seed.
In the evening, we told not Diane. Why? For thou knowest not whether they shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be good alike, or none shall be good. Why did he say that? Unpredictability. That means you cannot predict things. Things are just unpredictable. Thank you. Hallelujah. So it's not an in Christ stuff. In the morning, so you're saying, in the afternoon, so you're saying, he's talking about, I don't know what will happen. I don't know which one. Yeah, you, yeah. Are you with me? He's saying, just try your dublins, but we are not sure. So, these are the outcry of the man in search for God. They try to replace God with so many inventions. Say, God's rest. Say, God's rest is only found in the sun. Not in things. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So when a man neglects that revelation of the Creator, you will serve creation. When you reject God, you will serve things. In fact, you will worship insects. Hey. You will worship things. Have you observed that there is no symbol for Christianity? There is no symbol for Jesus. That is the symbol of Christianity. Hallelujah. Every other religion, they have symbol. They have things that is the hallmark. But here, no symbol. Not dove, nothing. Not dove, not cross. Cross is not a symbol. Amen. You have seen that it's not even the death of Christ that gave you life. Just die just by the way. Praise God. Okay, how do you put resurrection on a symbol? Tell me. But yeah. Give a symbol for the resurrection of Jesus. And one day you now hear that the resurrection is not just him coming out of the grave, it is when he was justified in the spirit. What now happens? Symbolize that. Just push something like graphic designer now. Help us. Hallelujah. So, in fact, look at other religions. Some people they worship cow. Cow. Don't you know? Millions of people. Cow. 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 No, how does that make sense? There's stone in Mecca. People are bowing down to it from here. It makes sense to you. When you neglect the Creator, what will you serve? Serve creation. You serve creation. That's just the point. Tell the Kardashians, don't they know that the body they are flaunting is going to the grave? Hey, pretty. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're keeping up with the Kardashians. You know that useless show? Now they teach you is unforgiveness and how to just divorce. You know? Oh, you are keeping up with that. I break the union. Michael Jackson, he died at our old. Sad. Sad. Where is he today? Well, what we hear is Tupac. Many stars that we had then today, where is their name? It's like times you're on top. You see here in Nigeria, you see here to Tony Detula? Even 50 Cent now, he's not into business. Where is Snoop Dogg today? Where are all of them? Where is DMX? Those are CS. Praise God. Don't look for satisfaction in things. Don't. That's the preaching today. Don't. Some people, they worship flower. Don't you know? Flowers. They worship flowers.
Please, we have one in Ibadan. Some people, you travel across continents. I want to see a panda. You know some people, you know some things, eh? It is until they describe it for you very well. That's why you know that, this is my religion. Some people, entertainment is their religion. Don't get that. You think religion is not until you are bowing down to something. They're calling, I'm saying devotion. When I say come to church, that's your house is, isn't it? House, behind it, cannot come. But you traveled from Nigeria to, you traveled to Nigeria to, let me say, to Europe, to enter a roller coaster. Ask me to have entered roller coaster several before. It's awesome. But I think I entered the fastest in the world before. See that. But come here, you cannot come. What happens to that your pleasure? The tool of rebellion. It's what you are using to replace knowing God. Yeah, I mean, Nigeria is still saying some people every summer they have a plan. Go from what? From US to Spain, from Spain to Canada to Australia. Australia is awesome. From Australia, of course, you must stop at Dubai. Enter Emirates, maybe take it to Dubai. From that, go to. No, you don't go to China. You go to China? No, you don't go to China. You go to. That? Malaysia? Of course, they will not get to North Korea, sir. You know? Come back. Looking for what? Just some people, just see them. Say, just stay by the beach. I'm enjoying this song. Hallelujah. Say creation is for us, or it's not to replace the creator. That means you must not focus on creation more than creator. Hallelujah. My message today clear. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. So, we are not looking for rest, for joy, for confidence in things. Don't look for it in marriage, oh. Let me beg you, singles. Don't think my prayer will be over. Don't, the way some people think marriage is that, that is the, what? Don't look for it. I didn't say don't marry, but don't look for that in marriage. You know, the first day my wife came to me in Akure, came to Britain for a little put a cut. She thought I would take her to Mr. Biggs. Where did we go? Went to the mountain. I know if it's because I don't have money there, I don't know. I forgot the reason. But I still took it somewhere now. Amen, amen. Say we have found rest in Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen. So, love things, love people, but your satisfaction God has given. So, focus on it. That's what I'm saying. Focus on it. At times, the money will be more. At times, it will not be enough. Don't put your heart to it. That's why later, I think the same thing will say, when riches increases, don't set your heart to it. Are you with me? Are you with me, brethren? At times, what you set out to achieve, you achieve it. At times, you don't. Let that not determine your mood. It's carnality for things to determine your mood. It's carnality. Carnality. You are beyond that. Nothing in this world can satisfy. Nothing. So now that you are in Christ, be satisfied. That mindset, please write this in your notes, guys, ladies. That mindset that wants to explore everything is not of God. That mindset that wants to explore everything is not of God. It's not of God. It is of the man in rebellion.
It's because they want to explore everything. That's where they went from normal marriage, normal marriage to homosexual. That mindset that wants to just more is not of God.
Be satisfied. Thank you, Lord. So a man that does not serve God will end up serving things, serving principles, serving ideologies that are less than God.
Several.
Less than God. Hallelujah. Praise God. There are found joy. Are found fulfillment in Christ. Are found joy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray in tongues. Thank you. Have fun joy. Have fun joy. Have fun peace. Thank God for grace and favor. I've been changed. I've been healed.
I've been healed of that just pursuit, unnecessary pursuit. I'll be healed.
Amen. I plan to be better in everything, but not at the expense of life. Oh, and favor. I've been changed. I've been healed. I am free. I'm delivered. Come on.
From things.
No more fun joy. From peace. My mind is at rest. Thank God for grace. And favor.
Right now is the moment. Today is the day I've been changed. I have waited for this moment to come, and I won't. I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Don't go back to that life that your satisfaction is in things.
Now your joy is in Christ.
Yes, you put excess into everything you do.
But before you start that endeavor, remember you are in rest. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Remember you are already in rest.
Hallelujah. Don't forget, we enjoy yourself if you set your heart to things. Enjoy yourself, particularly a man in Christ. Contentment. Even as you pursue more, contentment. Things is the reason some people don't have time for family. Things is the reason somebody will say, I'm traveling abroad. Left your family 2 years, 3 years. So you are sending money. Are you okay? They marry money? 3 years. Yeah, I'm looking for something. So you are sending money. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Let your mind be at rest.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, thank you for today. Let me stop there today. Continue.